You know how much we value efficiency around here?
Absolutely.
So today we're really zeroing in on landing that business analyst role.
It's a hot topic right now.
It really is.
Yeah.
And you've given us some awesome resources to dig into.
For sure. Happy to dive in.
So let's get right to it. When we're talking about the BA job market, what's the name of the game right now?
Well, it's competitive out there,
yeah,
to put it mildly.
Right.
Especially for these in-demand roles like business analysis, you really have to get inside the hiring manager's head.
Okay, so then walk me through it. If you're a hiring manager, right, and you're facing like mountains of resumes.
Oh, we can only imagine.
What's going through your mind? Like, what are you actually looking at in those first few seconds?
I think the key thing to remember is that it's such a fast-paced process. This adaptive U.S. guide actually called it out the 60-second rule, which basically means the average hiring manager, they're only spending about a minute, if that, on that initial resume review.
60 seconds.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, that's barely enough time to, like,
right,
decide what you want for lunch.
It's true. It's really about grabbing their attention,
yeah,
making them want to learn more. It's not about making a decision in that 1 minute.
I guess it's kind of like when you meet someone new.
Yeah.
You know, you make a snap judgment. First impression.
It really is. Those first 60 seconds, they're crucial.
Okay, so how do we make those seconds count?
Well, this is where I think the idea of a killer resume comes into play, which this adaptive U.S. guide, that's what they call it, it's not about just throwing everything on there. It's about telling the right story.
Okay, so like, what does that even look like?
Yeah.
A resume story.
Imagine this. You've got a hiring manager, they're scanning through, and they hit the work experience section, and it's like, bam.
Yeah.
Evaluated risks related to machine safeguarding, created a more efficient labor system, saved the company, on average, $6,000.
Okay. See, now that's what I'm talking about. That's not just listing duties. That's impact.
Right. It shows what you actually achieved, not just what you did.
That's huge. Yeah. So we've got this powerful, impactful summary.
Yes.
We've got achievements in our work experience. What else screens hire me on a BA resume? And don't forget about the technical skills section.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's got to be more than just a list of software.
Right. It's not just I can use Excel. It's about showcasing that you understand how to use those tools in a business analysis context.
So like Jira for project management, things like that.
Exactly. Or Balsamiq for mock-ups, you know,
yeah,
even visualization tools. Miro, Visio, having those on your resume, that shows you're ready to hit the ground running.
It's like saying I speak the language of BA.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, speaking of speaking the language, this adaptive U.S. guide, they also talk about certifications.
Yes. Okay. Tell me more about that.
Specifically, the CCBA.
Okay.
The Certification of Competency in Business Analysis.
So how much weight does a certification actually carry?
It's huge.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, think about it. You're a hiring manager. You've got this stack of resumes, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then one of them, it's got that CCBA.
It pops out.
It's like a signal, you know?
Yeah.
It says, this person, they've really invested in their skills. They're serious about this field.
It's that extra level of, like, I don't know, commitment or something.
Absolutely. It shows you're not just keeping up with the trends. You're going above and beyond.
I like it. I like it. Okay. So we're building this standout resume, right? We've got the achievements, the certifications. But what about those times when we are missing a skill from the job description?
Oh, yeah.
Because that happened.
It always happened.
Right. Like, how do we bridge that gap?
Well, this guide had an interesting tactic. They called it the gap analysis power move.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Power move. Let's hear it.
It's about taking ownership of your skills, right?
Okay.
So they recommend actually creating a document, like a little comparison chart.
Oh, interesting.
On one side, you've got the job description and all the skills they're looking for.
Right.
And on the other side, you list out your skills.
Side by side.
Exactly. And you can immediately see where the gaps are.
It's like a mirror reflecting back.
It is. And the cool thing is, it not only helps you tailor your resume even more,
yeah,
but it also helps you identify your own blind spots.
So you can work on them.
Exactly. You're not just trying to fit a mold. You're proactively becoming the ideal candidate.
Oh, that's good.
It's strategic, you know,
yeah,
and it all comes back to making those 60 seconds count.
Right, because we've only got that 1 minute to really wow them.
Exactly.
Okay, this gap analysis power move, I'm loving it. It's like a secret weapon for the job search.
It really is.
So we've talked about building the resume, but from your experience, what's like the biggest mistake you see people making when they're trying to land that BA role?
It's funny you should mention that, because one thing I see a lot is people treating their resumes almost like a checklist.
Interesting.
You know, like just this dry chronological list of every single task they've ever done.
Right. Yeah.
And they forget that a resume, it should be a story.
Okay.
It's your story as a BA.
So it's not just about what you did.
It's about how you tell it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's about taking all those experiences and framing them in a way that really connects with what that hiring manager is looking for.
Because at the end of the day, they're looking for someone to solve their problems.
Exactly. And you have to show them that you can do that, that you're the one to help them.
It's like, I don't know, the difference between reading a textbook and like a really well-written novel.
100%, yeah.
One is just information. The other one, it pulls you in.
Yes, and it makes you want to keep reading.
Right.
And that's what you want your resume to do.
Okay, I love that. So for our listener right now, who's maybe feeling a little overwhelmed with this whole job search process.
Yeah.
What's like the one thing you want them to take away from this deep dive?
You know, I would say take some time to really think about your BA journey. What are those experiences you've had, the challenges you've overcome, the successes you've had? What makes your story unique?
Because ultimately,
because that's what's going to make you stand out.
Yeah.
It's not about inflating anything. Yeah. It's about shining a light on what you bring to the table.
This has been amazing.
It's been fun.
I feel like we should do this every week, just like a resume workshop.
I'm here for it.
All right. Well, we've covered a lot of ground here, from that crucial 60-second rule to crafting a compelling resume narrative, even unlocking that secret weapon, the gap analysis power move.
Don't forget those certifications.
Oh, yeah, those certifications, like a beacon in the night.
Exactly. You got to have them.
So to our listener, as you navigate the world of business analysis roles, remember this. Your experience is valuable, your perspective is unique, and your story deserves to be heard.
It could count.
Until next time, happy diving.